on replays, then select Cave Clips. Listen to the best parts of the show completely free on 965thecave.com. Have your Lenawee County scores and stats talked about on Inside the Cave by emailing them to us at sports@965thecave.com or reach out to The Cave on social media. Your home for Lenawee County sports is right here on 96.5 The Cave.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2 W243 AD Adrian 96.5 The Cave.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome inside the Cave Studios here downtown. Adrian, Jeff Bowman, Coach Fred Smith, and it's Saint Sports Weekly. We're back at it, Coach. Happy New Year.
You too, buddy. Good to see you.
Yeah.
I hope the holiday went well.
It did. Turned 60 over the holiday.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right. I'm trying to catch up to you.
Yeah, well, I wish you could.
Well, it's a men's volleyball night tonight here on Saint Sports Weekly, and I'm going to bring in head coach Parker Sines. Parker, good to meet you. As you said, you've been here a few times. I haven't had a chance to meet you and it's good to have you in. And again, we just talked with Coach that coming up soon, this season's going to be starting.
Yep, we actually start practice tonight.
Okay.
So after we get done with this, we're rushing into practice.
Well, good school just started today, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, you're kicking things off. That's why you don't have books yet, huh? So, again, kicking it off tonight practice-wise, so you get a little bit in before your first game, the 27th at Olivet College. And so give us a little insight on the team and what you're thinking about this year.
We're a very different group than it's been in the past, since I'm an alum as well. So it's an older, younger group. I have a couple freshmen coming in that are looking to try to make a difference, and then I have some juniors that are need to step up here coming up, and then I've got a senior setter who's been on the team for 4 years now, starting, and he's looking to try to make his last year a good one.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he's a guy that kind of is nice to have around for 4 years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, it is. You don't get a guy like Zach a lot of times, and he's been the one that usually comes and talks.
Yes, he has. Yeah. He's been down here.
Yeah, we've talked to him a few different times.
You were, convalescent, but you're right. It is. That's a perfect way you described it. It's a combination of five freshmen, I think, and seven mm-hmm. returnees. And, your schedule always is very demanding. But just talk first about your team. And other than Zach, who do you have back that you're counting on? Right?
Yeah, so we brought back another all-conference player in Daniel Rua from Columbia. Great kid. He's put in the work. He had a couple tweaking of his knees, so it caused a little bit of fatigue at the end of the season. He took care of that on his own. He did. He did a lot of knee rehab and stuff. Now I think he's stronger than he was last year. So we're hoping to continue with that. We're also bringing back our kid from Denmark named John. He was very close to being an all-conference player. Honestly, I think I'll be my own opinion. I think he got gypped out of it a little bit. But he's coming back to be that kind of player. He's actually one of our captains this year, and so he's a leader at the same time. Another player would be Fran. He is really excited about this year for himself. He feels like he can actually show out, and he's excited because he feels like he has the opportunity to be a senior,
right?
And kind of take those type of things. He actually, I named him captain as well, and he told me, he's like, this is the first time I've ever been named captain for any time of my sports career. So kind of he's kind of taking that role and going with it. So,
well, you know, this is like, well, when I was a kid, we called it Neapolitan ice cream. You know, you got guys from all over the world, you know. I mean, we were just, you know, talking to young men from Wisconsin here. But then you have, you mentioned, you know, Zach is from Virginia, but the one young man from Denmark and the other one you talked about was from Spain.
And, yep. And the Colombian.
Yep.
And I mean, how is it putting everybody together? Has that been an issue or?
No, I think it's a little bit easier for the guys, especially in volleyball. For where I come from, from volleyball, is like we've always just accepted people, right. And we just kind of figure it out because we're a small community. We're a big community, but we're small. So like even right. when I went to our AVC convention in December, I met all the men's volleyball player coaches actually have a like we hang out for a little bit before the day is done, and that's kind of the thing is even in the playing wise, it's a small community and they like, well, I want to play. That's like the first thing they walked into the gym in September. They're like, I want to play. And they just, and then they kind of figure it out. I like that. I like the bringing the different cultures and bringing it in at different types. It teaches you a little bit more about what's happening. And so
now one thing, when we talk with some of the soccer guys, that come in because of where they're from in different countries, different style of play, especially in soccer. Do you find that in volleyball as much, or is the game more similar worldwide?
It is similar on how it's run, but how they play is different. So there are very much different styles. There's a couple times where I have to teach them something different to try to use them to their best advantage because they can get away with it in their home country or where they're from, and then I tell them, like, well, you can't do that at this level because I have a guy, if you may be 6'2", you may be facing a guy who's 6'7".
Right.
And the 6'7 guy is a little bit of an advantage, so I'm going to teach you how to do that. So, yeah, there's a little bit, the grand scheme of volleyball is kind of run similarly, but at the end of the day, everyone still kind of runs and plays their
right.
To their strengths, and they do different things. So,
you know, when we first got going with men's volleyball years ago, and it was just a great thing, I think, for the campus. The game is such a spirited game played in the air, like you wouldn't believe. I tell people you just wouldn't believe the power involved. But most of our competition was started at Chicago and West back then. So it was, you know, we were kind of like the hockey teams at Adrian College. We were on the freeway a lot, you know.
Right.
And they, you know, getting them to come back and all that. And now what I see is the game has seemed to, you know, where I see we're playing, we have a lot more teams in the Midwest, you know. Now the MIAA, I didn't see, is Adrian on the schedule this
year? Yes, yep.
Yes, I'm sure they are.
March 12th or 13th. Okay.
You know, with Olivet and Adrian, that's good. The MIAA is involved in it, too. But I guess talk first about the conference in general. You know, who are the powers that we have to deal with?
Yeah, this year it should look like Lawrence Tech should be a top team again. They won the conference tournament last year. They had a... ineligible player, so they had to forfeit half of their season. Yeah, and then they luckily was midway through the season, so they came back and then they won the tournament, went to the national tournament, and competed. Cornerstone should be good this year. They've had a group of guys that have been there for 3 to 4 years now, so they're kind of making that turn. Lords is always tough because they've had a program just as long as we have.
Right.
We and anyone else, Goshen and Bethel are always a pretty tough team, and they're affiliates to the WAC conference.
Yep.
And then Indiana Tech has always been a tough team. They've been to the national tournament a couple years, and they looking, from what I know, Coach Jordan is doing down there. They should be tough again. So
I saw Mount Vernon Nazarene on the schedule. Are they also
They're an affiliate of our conference as well.
Unique league, then, you know. I mean, how many do we have in the conference?
Last year was 10. This year's 9. We had 10, and then a school dropped out because they didn't have enough participation. And there's talk of them starting up again next year. So Rochester Christian.
Rochester, yeah.
Yep. And then Defiance, that joined the conference last year for the WAC, is looking at having a men's volleyball for the 25-26 season.
So, Coach, how, you know, to get prepared for, you know, you guys were around 500. I think you were around 8 and 10 in the league last year.
Yep.
And just a little below 5. You were very competitive. So how does your non-conference schedule you've developed? I noticed you start at Olivet and then down at Ryo, and then you play in an invitational down in Blue. Is it you play Bluefield, but I don't know where that invitation
is. That's at Ryo, too.
That's at Ryo. Yep.
Too. Oh, that whole thing's at Ryo.
Yep.
I should know. Jeff is always ahead of me on this stuff.
I actually have a computer. You're looking at your phone.
Yeah, I know. So, you know, how is this going to prepare us? Is that pretty good competition? Or?
Yeah, this year my main focus was our conference.
Yes.
We last year played a lot with a little roster that we had.
Yeah.
We were like 12 last year, we're 12 this year.
Right.
And we had a couple injuries, so the goal was to get as much play early on and then really focus on our conference. So I think it's only 2 times that we play 3 times in a week besides the tournament.
That's probably smart.
Yeah, trying to keep our guys healthy. That was kind of our goal. And I think that the one, to try to bring in our new guys, because I talked about them needing to, or guys that need to step up, this gives them that opportunity that see that next level, see that kind of thing, is kind of how I prepared our season, was for that. And our big thing is like to make the national tournament. To do that, we have to do well in our conference.
Right.
And a lot of our old guys have that experience already. So I think that they've talked to the younger guys, and they know that we can just play real hard at the beginning and then get ourselves ready for our conference tournament, because it starts right away. So once Ryo starts that Tuesday, we're already in our conference.
Yeah,
and then
we
it's
open
a,
right up a
yep.
second hole.
Yeah, and then we are, and then it's a constant go as it goes on. And I'm trying to keep guys healthy at the same time of focusing in our conference.
Now, you played here, and also we talked a lot. I was reading your bio at Rand Track. Where were you? Where'd you come from to get to Siena?
I'm from Jackson, Michigan.
Okay.
So real close.
Obviously you didn't play high school volleyball then.
Yeah, I drove an hour and a half to Fort Wayne, Indiana to play for a club that's called Team Pineapple. When it first started, it's changed nowadays and it's different, but that's how I got started. I've been around the sport most of my life. When I talk to people about it, I was a day old and I was in the gym because my mom had me and then my dad had to coach. Mm-hmm. And so I've been in the gym for a long time, and so it's kind of the normal stuff. So, but I was recruited by Tim Bauer to run,
because
I went to Concord, Michigan, and won 3 state titles during that time. So I was a key part in that, and he thought I could do that again. And then I ran, and then I got injured. And the current women's coach was the men's coach when I was here, and loved Kim and met her, and knew immediately that I wanted to play for her.
Yeah.
So then I got back into volleyball after that. So.
That's got to be a great mentor to have, especially with her being here. Because she's, you know, just not only a great coach, but a great person, too. So, you know, do you get a chance to run things by her?
Oh, yeah. If I have a question, I go talk to her about anything. And then even if I'm doing something that's a little learning, she'll keep me on my toes and keep making sure I keep doing the right thing, and will talk me through stuff, and especially the differences between, because I coached NCAA for 2 years and then came to NAI, the different rules, different stuff like that, and as we learn it, she's been a great help.
Yeah, and I always remembered the camaraderie between the men's and women's teams was a special thing here at Siena. You know, a lot of it was – you know, Mike and certainly Kim, they coached both of them, so they would help out. They'd help each other. But the volleyball community is, and you are right when you say it's, the games are really the spirit of the men's volleyball teams, Jeff, I'm telling you.
Oh, I've been over there for just waiting for a basketball game and then watching them practice. And it is. Because it is played, you know, you talk about, you know, the men's and women's basketball played above the rim.
Yeah.
You know, men's volleyball is played above the net so much more than what the women's game is. It is. It's a different game. It's powerful. It's fun to watch. And it is. You know, if you get a chance to go watch it, go do that. That's
and
for
the
sure.
Zany cheers and of the teams. It's entertaining. I mean that. It's not in any way where we watch, you know, football very confrontational. It's just exciting. They get into it. Yeah, and they just seem to like all have been to Starbucks before they played or something, because they're all fired up all the time. And I really mean that. That's I've noticed that. And the momentum in the game is, is something special.
Well, and hopefully this year, too. I mean, because of maybe with the Olympics this summer, I think a lot of people might have got maybe a little bit reintroduced to the game by that maybe that's, you know, we'll hopefully fill with some crowds and stuff, too.
It's hard because, you know, Jeff, you know, you're 60 now, I'm 70, but the opportunities that we look back at that, you know, our classmates didn't have in sports like bowling and whatnot, and especially the women. But now there's almost too many opportunities for kids because they can't. They tend to specialize, but volleyball, lacrosse, these are great sports that,
that was a fun sport to play in gym class. I mean, back in the day, that's the only time we had a chance to play it.
It'd be great, you know, if we had more, at least around here at the high school level, but we don't have that in Michigan.
I still would, you know, every time I watch the Olympics, I wish we'd had team handball.
Yeah.
I love that game. Watching that one. Yeah, but we do have a couple players, and we got one by a mic right now, Luke Anderson. And Luke, well, I was going to say something to you, because when Coach was talking to Coach about Kim Barrington, you were shaking your head. So, I mean, obviously you have some interaction with her as well. And, I mean, that's you can talk about somebody that has a wealth of knowledge of the game. And it's got to be nice, you know, yes, having Coach here, but knowing that there's somebody like her around as well.
Yeah. One of the big benefits about our program here is that we, in our off preseason, we are welcomed to help the women's teams practice. Mm-hmm. So we get to work on them. And it's really helpful to have someone that just knows the sport so well, be able to not only – train us up a little bit, but just kind of show us all the ins and outs that that the more technical side of volleyball has to offer, and it's really convenient.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to have that second type of a coach there in the off season to be able to have, and somebody like her, and obviously with you having the history too, it's, you know, sometimes you get some coaches and things that have a little, well, I don't want them torching you that, or, you know, I know this and that. You know, you have some little animosity, but it's nice with the history you have that it's probably very cohesive units between the two.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She taught me. So,
right.
And obviously I've grown my own opinions and stuff like that.
That's right.
And
you're going to have your philosophies.
Yep. But I welcome it because I believe if you really want to get better, you need to have multiple people telling you what to do. And then you as the athlete get to figure out what works best for you. So I may have my opinions, Kim may have her opinions, and if you as the athlete listen to both and then you go create your own opinions, then you become a better athlete at the end of the day.
And you wish in sports there's no absolute right way to do everything, or everybody in football, basketball would play exactly the same way, right? And you see that with the Lions and everybody else, you know, it's a team effort and the chemistry and camaraderie that you're hoping to develop. And this is your
second year.
Yep. Right. So, and I think that's going to help you, Coach, in terms of have you been through it a few times and, you know, where were you at? You said you were at an NC, you were at...
I was at Adrian College for 2 years before, yep.
Now, Have the men's, is that now a varsity team over there, or is that still a club team?
Yeah, it's been a varsity for a couple of years now. Okay. I think it was varsity when I was in school.
Okay.
And like the last year I had played, they had become varsity.
Yeah,
team,
they were always very good. Yeah. And I think it was a lot because of who to play type thing, you know. There was in D3. NAIA-wise, who won the Nationals last year?
Georgetown.
No kidding, right out of Kentucky.
Yep, and we faced them twice.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. You know, but it's going back to the coaching and the styles, and I think sometimes when you look at some of the best coaches too are the ones that surround themselves with the best people that maybe complement what you have to offer. You might be good at this, they're good at this, and so it really works together. I think that's very crucial in coaching is trying to find that complementary coach with you.
Oh yeah, nope. Kim has been very complimentary, and at the same time of like challenging. Like when I was at Adrian, one thing that I liked was that when I worked with the men's team, both Jose, who's the men's coach there, him and I work well together, but we'll also challenge each other.
Yeah.
I'll ask him questions like, why are you doing, like, what are you thinking about this scheme or something like that? And he'll do, what is your process behind this? And it's how we kind of work together. I'm actually kind of looking that for an assistant right now too, at the same time of like looking for that coach that's like, all right, challenge me.
Right.
Like, I don't mind that you ask a question or you get mad. We just have to do it in our office as we figure it out so that when we get to our athletes that we're on the same page.
Yeah. Well, that's, I'm looking. You got a couple of volunteer assistants that working with you now.
Yep.
So when you look at that, I mean, in styles and stuff that you're talking about, I know, you know, you came in. This is only your second year. So do the athletes fit your style of who he recruited prior to you, or how is that – you know, working out?
So the athletes before me, the guys that stayed, besides the seniors that graduated last year, mm-hmm. The ones that stayed, or they fit into our culture. And right. That's how I recruited you during that time.
Yeah.
My incoming freshmen absolutely fit what I wanted to do. Every challenge I've given them, every time I've talked to them, they've pointed to the direction. I'm, as a recruiter, big on, if I can get you into the door, you're not leaving.
Yeah.
And a lot of the big three that I have that came in that I really recruited, they're still here. One of them sitting to my left here, and I feel like they fit what I wanted in a freshman class,
right,
as my first class. So
nice. Well, we're going to take a timeout, and then we're going to kick Coach out of the seat and bring in one of the other athletes, and we can talk a little bit with the guys about how they got here and what volleyball means to them. So we'll be back with more Saint Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave, brought to you by CNIH University. Jeff Bowman, along with Coach Fred Smith, right here, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Nurses, where would we be without you? Thank you for your compassion, knowledge, and commitment to our health. Did you know Siena Heights University offers flexible continued education for nurses? Through our online program, an RN interested in specialization, leadership, or a pathway to an advanced practice can pursue a master's degree. The online RN to MSN program offers 7-week sessions you can fit into your schedule. Enroll now and be on your way when classes start in January. Learn more at siennaheights.edu.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena, a Catholic university. Located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting siennaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan offers online bachelor's and master's programs designed to fit your busy schedule. The online MBA program is available to students with degrees in various disciplines and does not require the GRE or GMAT testing for admissions. Designed to be flexible, convenient, and focused on ethical and sustainable business practices. Learn more at siennaheights.edu. Again, that's siennaheights.edu. Looking to move your career forward? By going back to school, you're investing in your future, and Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan wants to help you. We know you're busy. From raising a family to building a career, you may not have much free time available. From associates to bachelor's to master's degrees, our classes are designed so you can work and manage home life while earning your degree. Let Siena Heights University help you take the next step. Learn more at siennaheights.edu. Again, that's siennaheights.edu.
Nurses, where would we be without you? Thank you for your compassion, knowledge, and commitment to our health. Did you know Siena Heights University offers flexible continued education for nurses? Through our online program, an RN interested in specialization, leadership, or a pathway to an advanced practice can pursue a master's degree. The online RN to MSN program offers 7-week sessions you can fit into your schedule. Enroll now and be on your way when classes start in January. Learn more at siennaheights.edu.
Welcome back inside the Cave Studios. Jeff Bowman, Coach Fred Smith, and it's a volleyball night here on Saints Sports Weekly. Thank you very much, Siena Heights University, sponsoring this evening's broadcast. And we go from the coach, we kicked him out of his chair and brought in one of the other players, one of the new guys he's talking about, one of the young freshmen, Dom Reese. Dom, good to have you in.
I appreciate being
here. You're going to have to get closer and talk louder.
I appreciate being here, man. I appreciate
and then it again, we got Luke Anderson, both Wisconsin guys.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. But they didn't win a division this year in football.
Well,
you know,
well, all right. Something's happening.
After all these years of the Packers whipping our tail.
Exactly.
Finally, you know, finally.
The Lions finally get some love. So
where is is it Middleton?
Yep. So Middleton is right outside of Madison, which
okay.
is, yeah. So it's like a 5-minute drive from.
Wow, what where, a great town that is.
Yeah, no, Madison's great. There's so much to do there and such amazing people.
Yeah, it's a great town. Yeah. We went up there and played Edgewood years ago. Their president used to work at San. So being in, you're wondering you could any student could get anything done in that town. Let me put it that way.
Oh, sure.
It's a fun town. But
yeah, we went up there to play baseball when I was playing Legion. We played a game against a little all-star team we played up, and we played back then. It was the Madison Muskies. I don't know what the minor league team is called now.
I believe it's the Ducks.
Okay, yeah, they were the Muskies. They were the A's, and then after that we went up to where did we go? We went. We finished at Stevens Point. We had a big tournament up in Stevens Point. That was always a fun place to go to.
But so how did you hear about Siena Heights?
Honestly, one of my club coaches, her name's Caitlin, and Cooper, they play in a league called VLA, and it's like a semi-pro league. And when I was looking around the recruiting websites, I came across Siena Heights, and my coach told me about Parker, and she said only amazing things about him. So after I looked into Siena a little bit, I got into contact with Parker, and, I mean, things kind of just went from there. I mean, he's a super charismatic guy, and, you know, he kind of just pulled me in. I mean, and once I visited, I mean, I was hooked. Like, there's just, you know, a smaller school is what I wanted, and, you know, there's enough people there to where I don't feel – you know, I don't feel lonely at all, but I'm not overwhelmed. And right. then Adrian is like the perfect size town to where, you know, it's beautiful. And, you know, there's I would say, a lot to do here, yeah. you know.
I always say we're a two McDonald town, you know.
Yeah, right. hey, I Absolutely. Mean, two McDonald's is not bad. Yeah. You know, more for me.
Now, Wisconsin, did you play high school volleyball?
Yeah, I did. So okay. I played, obviously,
and
I played
club,
at.
Obviously, too.
Yep, I played at Middleton High School, and last year was super cool. We were able to win a state title for volleyball.
Nice. Well, congratulations.
Yeah,
man.
I appreciate
That's awesome.
It.
That's awesome. That's what a thrill.
Yeah, no, it was a super great experience, and I mean, what a fantastic team we had. I mean, we have, I believe, two people that went D1 with Brody going to NJIT, and then Ambrose going to Princeton, and then we have another really amazing player, Hudson, who's at Carthage, which I believe is one of the top D3 teams right. for volleyball.
Wow, quite a squad.
Yeah, no, I mean, If I'm going to be completely honest, I rode the bench behind Ambrose. But, I mean, Ambrose is, like, one of the most amazing volleyball players that I have ever seen. And being able to be in the gym and practice around them was super eye-opening. And I think that's actually helped me a lot in my transition from high school and club to college.
Academically, what were you looking for? Or did you have any specific program in mind?
I honestly, coming in, I had not the slightest idea of what I wanted to do.
Pretty normal.
Yeah, no, I knew that I wanted to be around the sports world because sports has done such an amazing thing for me. You know, just like being able to build community and find friendships and stuff like that. But I eventually ended up on exercise science with a concentration in rehab.
Good for you.
You know, I just know so many people who've gotten injured in sports and, you know, being myself getting injured, a few times, you know, it's something that I want to be able to help people, recuperate from that. And, you know, we have amazing, athletic trainers here. Shout out to Dana, because Dana is the most amazing person in the whole wide world. She helps all of our team's needs.
That's awesome to hear. And it must mean a heavy science, curriculum for you then.
Yep. I just started my, one of my first science classes, you know, biology of the cell, and I can tell it's going to be a rough class, but you know, I'm willing to do whatever it takes. Good. You know?
So did you play other sports in high school or was volleyball it?
Well, funny thing, I started volleyball as more of kind of like a fun thing to do. My big sport used to be ultimate frisbee.
No kidding.
Yeah, no, I used to play that a lot and that was really fun. But I mean, there's always something about volleyball that tickled my funny bone. And, you know, one of the, I believe it was my sophomore year, I was like, you know what, let's just try volleyball. And so I really took it seriously, hopped into club volleyball and loved it, you know, and then it's been ride or die with volleyball ever since.
You know, it always amazes me, these programs, and I got to ask you about Ultimate Frisbee. I don't know anything about it, so talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, Ultimate Frisbee is, I mean, just a really weird mashup of sports. Like, it feels like football and soccer and just a lot. I mean, so the premise of the game, obviously you're trying to score goals. And so by doing that, you know, you catch a frisbee, you can't move, and you're trying to pass around, just get it into the end zone. But the thing that has always amazed me with it is the different types of throws that you can do. And I'm not going to toot my own horn too much, but there are at least 5 or 6 different ways that I can throw a frisbee, like, accurately.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's such an eye-opening sport. And the AUDL is a super fun thing to watch as well. I mean, the Madison Radicals, that's the team there. I mean, they are super fun to watch. And, I mean, they will do things that are so hyper-athletic and just kind of mind-boggling that you will have, like, one of the most amazing nights if you go and check it out.
What is the AUDL?
The American Ultimate Disc League.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, how old were you when you got involved in that?
Oh, geez. I want to say it was, I mean, 6th or 7th grade. I mean, that's when I took to my first game. And I mean, yeah, then I did summer camps and then I joined, you know, my middle school had like a little, very small program. And then I did club for that as well.
You watch it. Time he gets out of here, it's going to be a Siena Heights club ultimate frisbee team.
That's awesome. Man, I just love the variety of
well, and you know,
and athletes we have that we you don't even know about.
And so many different things help and translate to different sports and, you know, different things. Well, I remember, you know, when we talked to Cole from the football team a few years ago, that was one of the top football players, defensive guys. Big, you know, when we talked to him, he was at his farm with pigs, giving them vaccinated. I mean, he's wrestling pigs out there. It's like, all right, that's why you're a good linebacker, because you're wrestling pigs out. But you just think about different things in your life that help, you know, form you to what you are. But, again, another Wisconsin guy, Luke Anderson. Luke, talk about your story a little bit getting here, especially because at the time Parker wasn't here.
Yeah. So Kind of like Coach Parker. The second my mom had me, I was in the gym. My dad's been coaching at a couple of colleges, and then he runs his own volleyball club called Epic Volleyball out of Racine. Yeah. So I started playing when I was in fifth grade. I was 10 years old. I played on a girls' volleyball team because there was no boys' volleyball in the area. And then my dad and a couple of his buddies had sons also that wanted to play volleyball, but they didn't have anywhere to play, so they started up Epic.
The club team.
Yep, and then that's kind of how I got there. And then my last season playing club, and I went to the Milwaukee Volleyball Club, which is one of the better boys clubs out there. A lot of crazy D1 athletes come out of that club. So I got luckily taken there, and then I got recruited on a couple of different recruiting platforms that I can't remember the names of to save my life. And one of them reached out to me. It was Coach Chris at the time to come here. And I came here and I got hooked. I didn't even tour any other colleges. I was something feels right. I need to go here. And they also had the music program I wanted. Then I get here for my first week of marching band camp. And I get a email from our athletic director that my coach got a different job. Didn't even say goodbye. I'm still hurt about that, if tell.
Gosh,
I'm real
terrible.
Salty at Chris for that one. I understand getting better opportunities,
right.
But you could have at least said hi or this is happening. So then we were without a coach for a little bit. So we had the women's varsity assistant coach, Coach Corey, help us out with getting us in the gym and getting us through some practices until they found us a head coach, which was Coach Tim for my freshman year, who didn't come in until the end of October.
He didn't last long.
And then towards the end of the season, he got an offer somewhere in Alabama, I think, for a head coaching at a D1 school. So, I can't really blame him.
Did he at least say bye?
Yes. That was actually really nice. It was a nice goodbye. Everyone was crying. It was great.
Yeah, I remember. Because he was here at a few programs.
Yeah.
It seemed like it was going to head in the right spot. But what? We got Parker and have the dynamic. You can tell he exudes so much charisma that it's got to help.
Then when we got Parker in the gym, it was pretty easy to tell how much he wanted to be here, which really made staying, even though I had had two coaches in 1 year leave, and it kind of made me want to stay because one, I was already halfway through my 4 years here, so I was like, I could go somewhere else, but this guy seems pretty cool. I'm glad I stuck around because one of my favorite things he does is he constantly is trying to bring in better and better athletes. He always tells us that he tries to recruit better than the players he's already got, which really keeps the competition up and keeps us playing. And it really, makes me have to push myself to get better, which is exactly what I wanted from a volleyball program, just constant competition. So that way I had any way to improve that I could.
So you mentioned marching band. So are you still in the marching band?
Yes, I am. I'm actually a music education major.
Okay.
When I'm not playing volleyball or in one of my 13 classes, I'm playing tuba or sousaphone.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
It's a lot of fun.
Great. And it seemed like the band was at the game at football games is much bigger, and it was good to see.
Yeah, we've done a lot of good recruiting with that, especially for our music majors, because my class of music majors was 4, and now there's only 2 of us counting myself. The next class was 12, and the one we have coming in that came in this year was almost 15 or 18.
Well, that's awesome.
And then we do a lot of good recruiting for the marching band. We even get a couple of really accelerated high school musicians come in and play with us, which really helps fill out some numbers. But it's so much fun with those guys.
So you've been obviously doing this a while, so the whole music stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So how early did you start that?
I started playing band in fifth grade on trombone, about the exact same time I started playing club volleyball, actually. And then I kind of just stuck with it all through middle school. And then I wanted to play in high school because the high school I went to had some really good bands.
Right.
They just looked like so much fun. So I stuck with that. And then when I got recruited to play volleyball, like the day after I got off the phone with Chris, I get an email from the director of bands at Siena Heights, Dan Kesterhe.
Yeah, Dan,
and he's like, hey, do you want to join marching band? And I was like, I've never marched a day in my life, but I'm in. Sign me up. And
oh, so you didn't do any marching before?
No. My area of Wisconsin, the Southern Lakes Conference, none of the high schools have marching band.
No kidding.
Which is, yeah, it's really weird to me because some of them are pretty big. I know it exists in Wisconsin, but apparently just not where I was. So from what I was told, I missed out. But now I get to do it in college, and it's a lot of fun.
That's interesting. I would never even thought about a high school without a band. I mean, I've never, you know, seen, especially being around here. And I've, you know, been on the radio for 30 years doing football games and stuff. And that's a big thing, going to games and watching, you know, the band. And that's big performances. And I just can't imagine having a football game without bands there.
Well, I mean, we would still go and play in the stands. We just didn't march.
Yeah, right. It's more of a pep band.
Yeah. I think the main thing is just our band director that's there now was still relatively new, and I think if he would have made, like, if you want to be in concert band, you have to march also, then our concert band numbers would have dropped because they were already starting to go down a little bit after COVID especially. But we do what we can, and I still feel like I got set up really well to continue music in college.
So you're obviously on a track to become a music educator then.
Yes, sir.
And you are a
junior, right?
Right? So you've got a little ways to go because of student teaching. Usually, teacher education people are usually here about 5 years, you know.
Yeah. Well, so the fun thing about Siena Heights is they have special permission from the state where we can do our student teaching in our fourth year here. So I really only have like two normal this semester, and then another, and then fall next year, and then I start student teaching. So I can get out in 4 years.
Great.
Thank you.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
So what are you planning to do? I mean, you want to be a band teacher or band director?
Currently leaning more towards band director. I mean, you know, dream job would be professional musician with like the Trans-Siberian Orchestra or something cool like that.
Yeah.
I decided to do music education because, you know, everyone has always told me that I seem like I'd be a good teacher, and it's a lot of fun getting to work with younger students. So I think I'm leaning more towards becoming a music director somewhere, wherever I end up, really.
See, now you don't, you've got marching band experience now, too, even.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, it's, again, just what I love about this show is just the versatility of our student athletes.
Yeah.
It's amazing, you know. And that, you know, you're here, and, yeah, sports is a, obviously a great reason, a good carrot for Siena, but it's obviously that educational component that sets us up for the rest of our life.
Yeah.
It seems like you're on your way.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. All right, well, we can take another time out. We're coming back. I'm going to talk a little bit about your experience here playing volleyball and what your thoughts are leaning into this this new college-level game. So we'll be back with more Saint Sports Weekly right here, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5 The Cave. com.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena, a Catholic university. Located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting SienaHeights.edu.
Nurses, where would we be without you? Thank you for your compassion, knowledge, and commitment to our health. Did you know our university offers flexible continued education for nurses? Through our online program, an RN interested in specialization, leadership, or a pathway to an advanced practice can pursue a master's degree. The online RN to MSN program offers 7-week sessions you can fit into your schedule. Enroll now and be on your way when classes start in January. Learn more at SienaHeights.edu.
Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan offers online bachelor's and master's programs designed to fit your busy schedule. The online MBA program is available to students with degrees in various disciplines and does not require the GRE or GMAT testing for admissions. designed to be flexible, convenient, and focused on ethical and sustainable business practices. Learn more at siennaheights.edu. Again, that's siennaheights.edu. Looking to move your career forward? By going back to school, you're investing in your future, and Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan wants to help you. We know you're busy. From raising a family to building a career, you may not have much free time available. From associates to bachelor's to master's degrees, our classes are designed so you can work and manage home life while earning your degree. Let Siena Heights University help you take the next step. Learn more at siennaheights.edu. Again, that's siennaheights.edu.
Nurses, where would we be without you? Thank you for your compassion, knowledge, and commitment to our health. Did you know Siena Heights University offers flexible continued education for nurses? Through our online program, an RN interested in specialization, leadership, or a pathway to an advanced practice can pursue a master's degree. The online RN to MSN program offers 7-week sessions you can fit into your schedule. Enroll now and be on your way when classes start in January. Learn more at siennaheights.edu.
And welcome back inside the Cave Studios. Jeff Bowman, Coach Fred Smith, and again, it's a volleyball night here tonight on Saint Sports Weekly, and we found out a lot about our two guests and what they did and what they got them here. But talk a little bit about the game of volleyball, and especially Dom, you're coming in. This is your first practice, actually, is tonight for you, and so you haven't even experienced much of that. And game wise, what are you looking forward to the most, and what are your thoughts on the differences between what you had in high school and what you're going to be experiencing now at the college level?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously going into my first practice, I think the biggest thing has been community, you know. Being on campus one semester already and having a few preseason things, you know, culture has been the biggest one. And, you know, being able to come onto campus and already have a family of people that, you know, I can hang out with and just kind of do whatever with.
Right.
You know, it's super great, and I can't wait to see what it's going to be like in practice, because we have very, very passionate people on our team, and I can't wait to see what that looks like on the court.
Yeah, it's got to be a little different, you know, and Coach, you can attest to this, where you come into school, you got a whole semester before you really start playing, as opposed to some of these people that come in the fall and actually already you're playing together, you got to camaraderie, and then it goes from there. You've got a whole time of trying to figure out where you fit in before you kind of get in that practice and get in that team and really realize, okay, I'm better here. I know this person. You know, you got to see it to kind of let it organically grow, as opposed to maybe being on the court too. So it's a little bit different that level.
Oh, for sure. You know, and you know, our team has already had experiences with, you know, trying to mesh together. Like, we have, you know, team meetings and stuff like that, you know, where we've talked about how, you know, we all have different learning and playing styles, and no matter what happens on the court, we will always be family no matter what. And I think, you know, even just having that one meeting talking about that, we have grown so much already, and I think that, like, that just boosts, like, what I'm thinking could happen this season.
Well, Luke, what was the biggest thing for you coming from the high school, and, you know, I guess not high school because you didn't have, but club side, and what club was and how the college game is?
So one of the big shockers for me was, you know, when you play club volleyball and you go to these big national tournaments, and there's, you know, like 80 to 100 courts going and teams of all different skill levels, you really see that there is levels to this. And I thought, you know, my last club season playing with, I think I was one of 5 guys on a team at 22 that didn't get recruited at a big D1 school. And I was like, okay, I should be pretty prepared. You know, I've seen some fast-paced volleyball. And then I get here, and boy, oh boy, was I wrong. There are more levels to this game. So that was a big shock for me. But one of the really biggest things for me, like Dom said, was the real family community part. You know, I've gotten unlucky with a couple of teammates and in teams in the past where, you know, we were all just kind of constantly at each other's throats and no one seemed willing to compromise on anything. But here, one of the big things that we have is that we're all willing to talk and learn to each other. And even if I think, you know, the other person's wrong, we can still like accept that and move forward. And like Dom said, you know, that no matter what happens on the court, even if, you know, Dom's messing up and I want to punch him in the face while we're playing, that after we can go get dinner together and be best friends again, and it's whatever.
Well, and for you, I mean, the experience of, you know, being on your third coach too, is got to be, you know, one thing that maybe you can even relay to the younger players too, is like, look, hey, this is great where we're at. And, you know, this is the culture is here. It's how it wants, you know, it needs to be. And so you can kind of feed them on both sides of that.
Yeah, no, for sure. Especially being able to like have these guys come into a community that's kind of already set, and really having that community between players and ability to communicate kind of helped with some of the disarray of switching coaches, was I could rely on my older teammates to kind of help me out. You know, I got lucky with some fourth and fifth year seniors the last two seasons, being able to really help coach me up and, like, you know, tell me what's going on. And then having Coach Parker come in just really helped with that a lot.
Now, when we have the soccer guys come in here and talk about with some of the international students, they talk about some of them being pretty good cooks and in having their culture food. Does that happen on the volleyball side? You got any of the cooks from Colombia or the Spain that says, hey, this is what we eat and cook you up a good meal?
Not necessarily. One of our teammates, Jonathan from Denmark, makes really good coffee. I have yet to try it myself, but I've only heard amazing things.
Parker's giving thumbs up.
And then one of our other teammates is Korean, and he's not from Korea, but his whole family is Korean. So sometimes he'll make us some of that style food, and it's so good. But it is also fun to see the different cultures of all the other players, especially when they show up and they just have like a bag of apples with them, which I would have never thought to do. And then, you know, Franz's like, Luke, you want an apple? And I was like, yes, I do, actually.
Now that you think about it, it does sound good.
You know, Luke, since you've had collegiate experience, what does this year's team have to do to take the next step in terms of you know, just improving the record, which has been respectable. What are some of the components you think this year's team has that can do that?
One of the big things I think we need if we want to have a better finish this season and hopefully a national level finish is a lot of it's going to be mentality and I would say endurance. On the mental side, just staying up on that communication, you know, talking to each other, really pushing each other to the next level, as well as being able to find, you know, our high gear and being able to stay in it, I think is something that's kind of brought us down before, because we'll have some matches where we go out and we absolutely crush a team in the first set, and then the second one, they start fighting back, and all of a sudden, we're not able to find that next level to put the pressure back on. That's something that's really caught us in the past a few times. But I think if we can do that this season, that we'll be in a much better spot. And we really do have a lot of good players for that. A lot of our freshmen, like Dom and Connor, his roommate, are really good about you know, talking to each other and keeping us all in the right headspace and keeping everything light yet competitive. A lot of our older guys too, a lot of our sophomores, especially from overseas, bring in a lot of different perspective on how the competition works over there, and how they're more here to take it seriously and like they're here to win as opposed to just, you know, playing for fun, which I can really get behind. So I think we really do have the foundations for a strong mental and a strong competitive style between each other that can take us further this season.
And how is it playing with a setter like Zach?
It's interesting, I'll tell you what. He's really good. Easily the best setter I've ever played with, and I've played, you know, this is my 13th season now as a volleyball player. His ability to just put the ball wherever you need it and to adjust off of you is amazing, alongside with his hustle and the amount of effort he's willing to put in. You know, we work him like a dog sometimes, and he's always just there for it, you know. We've had some, you know, like any other team, some communication issues in the past, but because, you know, we're all friends and we figure it out, he's just amazing to work with.
The size component is what has surprised me over the last number of years.
Yeah.
We've even, I noticed we have 6'7", 6'9", bigger kids than what we used to have, Parker. Coach, talk about the teams in our conference and I guess who you look forward most in playing and who is probably your biggest rival.
The size component is really there. Being 6'4" and being short on my team is, you know, something I never thought would happen. And size component, definitely. When I look at matchups like that, teams like Goshen have, I remember specifically two really big guys from overseas, like 6'8" range, that are just, you know, super built, freak athletes, and really technically solid. And a lot of other teams like Cornerstone, Lawrence Tech, Indiana Tech, all have a lot of high levels of athleticism that match the height component. And that's usually what I find kills a lot of taller athletes, is when they can't find the athleticism to use their size. And these colleges for sure can. And I would say, you know, like our biggest rival there is probably Lawrence Tech, as we know some of those guys personally, and, you know, we're friends with them. So that just makes us want to beat them even more. And then they're just, you know, always such a good competitor.
Dom, coming in as a freshman, what do you think your biggest strength is?
I guess my personal biggest strength is, I would say, just trying to be a presence on the court, you know. I just try to, you know, boost my teammates up and, you know, whatever role that I am given, as, you know, I have no idea what I'm going to be doing on the court yet. You know, just being able to do that to the fullest of my ability, and hopefully by doing that, I can show everybody or at least inspire, you know, them to try and do whatever they can do to 100% all the time, you know.
What position do you normally play, or have you normally played?
I am normally a right side hitter.
Okay.
With, you know, scrimmages that we've had, there's been experiments in playing outside, being a defensive specialist, or being a serving sub. You know, there's just a lot of different things that I could be doing. But I'm ready for whatever coach throws at me.
Well, and that's great coming in as a freshman, going, okay, where am I going to be needed? You know, where am I going to help the team the best and be able to join and do that? And Luke, what is your strong suit for the team?
I would say probably my most beneficial skill I bring would be, oddly enough, serving. But I also am in the same kind of spot as Dom, where I'm a pin hitter, so I hit left side and right side. Sometimes I'm playing defense. But I would say the thing that I bring best to them is that I got a real aggressive jump serve, which I can do my best to keep my teammates on their toes when they're passing.
Is it hard to control a jump serve to the areas that coach may want you to serve it? Which it may sound kind of, I don't know, that I've learned, you know, that's where, you know, you have to serve at certain places.
Yeah.
Is it harder to control that jump serve?
Yes. So usually the intent of a specifically a topspin jump serve is to put a lot of pace and power behind the ball. That's what I try and do. And my goal usually with that is to try and score off of my serve.
Right.
So it does make it a little bit harder to control. There are a lot of athletes out there that can do it. But it does, you know, trying to put that much power into it does sometimes make it get a little out of hand, which can make me go a little wild. It's a work in progress.
So what is a good percentage of serve for you that you will be shooting for this year?
If I can make, you know, 70-80% of my serves, I think I'll be sitting in a pretty good spot. Obviously, the goal is to never miss.
But right. But
if I can make 7 out of every 10 serves, I think I'll be pretty happy.
So your service must be pretty potent then.
I try my hardest.
Yeah.
If you want to know somebody with a potent serve, Zach has such a ridiculously good serve.
I mean,
topspin serves within themselves are already, like, they, if they're put on by the right person, already hard because they are angled down. So, I mean, they're coming straight for the floor. But people like Zach are able to put side spin on the ball, which makes it that much harder.
Yeah.
So it curves to his side. And, you know, being able to angle angle your platform to pass it is ridiculously hard. And that's why I think Zach has the potential to be, I mean, our conference is like number one server again. 'Cause,
you know, it's funny. I used to always want to sit in the end zone bleachers just to view the serves.
Right.
It was so intimidating, you know, and I always would tell people, just go into the end zone and watch these serves come at you, you know?
Yeah, no, I can say that I am a firsthand victim of Zach just completely nuking a ball at me.
Oh, yeah.
And just, I mean, I fell over. I mean, he serves it ridiculously hard when he wants to, and it will catch you off guard.
Yeah, especially some of these guys like Zach and Daniel are stronger players. They're hitting the ball, and it's all of a sudden a volleyball is coming at you, you know, 70, 80 miles an hour. It's nuts.
Yeah, that's crazy. Sure. Well, guys, we appreciate your time. We got to get out of here. We got another show coming up after us, but, you know, coming up right around the corner. Good luck. We appreciate your time.
Best of luck, guys.
And best luck this season, Coach, as well.
Yeah, thank you.
Guys. All right.
You did a great job.
Yes, once again, the Saints volleyball team, look on their website, GoSHU Saints, and check them out. And see if you can get a schedule and go watch them. That be very enjoyable, that's for sure. All right, we got to get out of here. Thanks, Coach. I'm Jeff Bowman, 965 The Cave, 965thecave.com.